Rob and Greg with you. Joining us on the line, State Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District. Good to talk to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Rob. How are you and Greg doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. So when did your fellow legislators in the majority party side decide they wanted to become amateur magicians? and the reason why I ask that is Senate Bill 5909 is smoke and mirrors.
It's an interesting bill. It's a Democrats' attempt to change the state law, and it has absolutely no teeth to it. The title of the bill leads you to believe that something got done, but nothing actually got done. It's you know, we had proposals for the last year and a half in bills, both from the Senate side and the House side, that fell on deaf ears, Rob. And these were good proposals. We've had lots of issues in the last 2 years with people, with kids that grades are falling, with the governor's orders to shut businesses down, businesses going bankrupt, people going in debt. And the other side saw the same thing. But every time we attempted to get them to do something about the governor's powers, to let us be the voice and let the people who elected us to be in the process, they never did anything until we get to this year, which is interesting. You know, it is 2022 and there are some elections up, and they come up with their own bill. Even during the course of the discussions on the floor, we tried to add amendments to make this a better bill so it actually had some teeth in it. Voted down every single time, Rob.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District. Walla Walla, Columbia County is a part of that, as well as pieces of Benton and Franklin County. So, Senator Dozier, let me ask you this. We know that there were amendments that were shot down. We know that this bill would require, and let me see if I have all this minutia. It would be out of session for 90 days, and then all members of the Four Corners would have to sign off on ending the extension. Now, normally when we see bills like this and you look at it and you go, wait a second, that could work against your party as well. Was any of that ever brought up that said, well, what if you have a Republican governor? Do you think the Four Corners are going to be fast to sign off on emergency powers there? Do you know what you're asking for without bringing an end to this?
Yeah, no. I mean, they look at it as if they're going to be the party in charge forever. And you're absolutely right. To get the Four Corners unanimously to agree on this when it is out of session is very remote that that's even going to happen. In session, you know, right there, the governor still has his powers. Even we we had Senate Bill 5943, which was Senator Linda Wilson's, that was called the Balance Act, that was going to be a good bill to have. That, again, it doesn't matter whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, we needed to change these emergency powers.
Now, Senator Dozier, one of the other interesting pieces of legislation that rolled through was the transportation bill. We know that passed. They call it, I think, what is the farcical name they used? Moving Washington forward.
Yeah.
Instead of moving Washington backwards, they actually called it moving Washington forward. How bad are the tax increases in this bill, Senator Dozier?
$16.8 billion over 16 years. And this is just absolutely crazy. It just got numbers out. January's wholesale inflation in the United States surged 9.7% from a year ago. We've got the highest inflation rate in 40 years in the United States. Washington State is the 13th highest cost of living state in the United States. And we're doing what? We're raising taxes on the people here. They talk about affordable housing, and this is going to hurt the people from the middle and lower income, because we are raising license plate fees. We are raising dealer temporary permits, enhanced driver's license. Everything is getting raised across the board. One of the interesting things about this, there's two interesting things about this. First of all, a third of this funding comes from the Climate Commitment Act, which was passed last year. If you recall, that is a bill that was going to put taxes on businesses on the amount of carbon dioxide that they emit. And it's already been talked about that it's going to make businesses leave the state of Washington. One in our area that I'm very concerned about, because when I was a county commissioner, is the largest taxpayer in Walla Walla County, and that's PCA in Burbank, with the old Boise Cascade, Paxton Corporation of America. And, you know, if these businesses have choices, they'll leave. And they're relying on a third of this funding coming from the Climate Commitment Act. Also, they're relying on some of this funding coming from House Bill 1091, which is the Low Carbon Fuel Standards Tax. Now, you put both of those together, Rob, and they have the potential to increase the cost of fuel in the state of Washington by 75 cents a gallon. Right now, the cost of fuel is going up. And they're already predicting a nationwide average, Rob, of $4, which that's going to put Washington State, we're already at $4 now, that's going to put Washington State at over $5 a gallon. Now, how in the heck can we do this to the taxpayers? We have record surplus revenue. You've probably heard that already, $10.5 billion of surplus revenue. Also, if you include in that some of the money that was not spent last year, it almost puts in another $5 billion. Now, we have enough money, and we don't need to be taxing the people. Rob, we had a proposal that was on the floor. It was a striking amendment to this bill that would not raise taxes at all. It was a tax shift. And this was brought forth by Senator Fortunato, one of my Republican colleagues. And what it would do would be to take the sales tax from new and used vehicles, and I believe also the sales tax from motor vehicle parts, and shift them from the general fund to the transportation fund. So it wouldn't cost people any more money. And what it would do in essence is take the funding from the $16.8 billion over 16 years that the Democrats proposed to $27 billion. We could actually fund more projects by doing that without a tax increase. Voted down.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier, representing Walla Walla, Columbia, Benton, and Franklin counties in the 16th Legislative District.
This may sound macabre, sir, but if gas prices, as you say, reach a level that's higher than you pay in Los Angeles or San Francisco, say $4.75, $5 a gallon in spots of Washington State, might that be an inverse way a good thing by essentially striving people to take action against this kind of bill and putting pressure on lawmakers to do away with what they're trying to do? I mean, sometimes I hate to say it like this, but you need to kick people in the pants a little bit to get them to, wake up and smell the coffee. I know that that sounds horrible, and I don't want to pay $4.75 a gallon. I don't think anybody does. But if that actually starts to happen and people wake up and see this is really impacting my life, might that spur us to action?
Well, Greg, actually, this funding, the Climate Commitment Act, was passed last year.
Okay.
And that was Senate Bill 5126. So it's already in law. And it's the one that's going to raise gasoline somewhere around 18 cents a gallon and diesel around 21 cents. And by 2030, you're going to see the projections are another 30 cents on both gas and diesel. Now, if you throw on low carbon fuel, which House Bill 1091, that's where it raises. So that's some of their funding source on bills that have already passed. And those were the two bills that were in question last year when the governor vetoed just certain line items in it, and which was he couldn't do that. It was not constitutional. Somehow they worked through that and they got that Senate Bill 5126 cap and trade back in. So what we've got here is not looking back. Now, there is what the Democrats will say is there is not a fuel tax increase. However, that's to us. What they are doing is they are raising a fuel tax of 6 cents per gallon on what they call exported fuel. So any fuel that, so this is going to hurt, we have some refineries up in Northwest Washington. So any fuel that is in Washington state that is exported, say let's going to Alaska, or if it goes south to Oregon, they're going to get charged 6 extra cents. Right now, a gallon. Right now, we're seeing a lot of pushback from the states next to us saying, hey, we're not going to pay you an extra 6 cents a gallon for the fuel that you're shipping down here. So this is going to be really interesting with this export fuel tax. And, of course, then you got the refineries. So if they start doing that, do you think that they're not going to pass those costs on to us?
Yeah,
of course they will.
Without question. I want to ask you about the transportation bill, because I'm fascinated to know this, Senator Dozier. Number one, how much of the money goes to Sound Transit? And two, how many projects impact Eastern Washington?
Let me look through here real quick. Capital projects. Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a long look.
No. Well, if you're talking Eastern Washington, let's see. I'm down to find 26 with new projects, and I don't see Eastern Washington.
Shocking.
I'm looking at five lines for funding gaps, and there's no Eastern Washington. Highway preservation, there's no Eastern Washington. I'm down to line 33 so far, and I'm not finding Eastern Washington, Rob.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's a few Sound Transit mentions in there, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I forget how many ferries we got in here. And multimodal, oh, my gosh. $3 billion for transit programs. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So your constituents are going to be paying a tax increase on things that aren't even going to benefit them.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of new bike and pedestrian paths over here.
Let's all walk. Oh, wait, yeah. I can skateboard.
That's
I can
fabulous.
Do that, yeah.
That's fabulous.
Got me a skateboard. I'll do that.
It's good to know all that increase in gas price is going to go to bike paths.
Let me tell you, this really hurts. This is something that, and then to top it off, I don't know if you heard this either, Rob. So in the course of our discussion last night on this bill, after we went through all of the amendments that we were proposing that were voted down, we get to the final discussion on the bill, and so, of course, us Republican senators are doing our speeches on the floor, and their floor leader gets up and says he's calling the question, and we're going to take a vote to see if we're ending discussion, and it was unanimous vote on the Democrats to end discussion, and it was over. We got muted. We didn't even get to the end of everybody speaking. This is the first time I have ever heard of this happening, and I talked to some of my other fellow senators that just shook their head and said they couldn't believe it, what happened.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th Legislative District. So, Senator Dozier, Governor having a press conference at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Dr. Umair Shaw will be a part. We also found out today just added to the list will be head of OSPI, Chris Reichdahl. What do you want to hear from the governor, and then what do you expect to hear from the governor? On the heels, the King County has announced that on Tuesday their requirement to show proof of vaccination is going by the wayside.
That's going to be interesting because you've got King County, our largest county, that's going that direction, and you've got the governor that's been the sole authority in this state for over 700 days, and I tend to think he still feels he's the sole authority in this state, is what I'm thinking. Little example of that is obviously, as you've seen what Richland's decision was and Kettle Falls' decision on masks in schools, and even though Reichdahl came out and said it's time to quit, then they also are getting threatened with holding back their funding. So this is going to be very interesting to see where the governor goes. If he's going to say, I make the decisions and I'll tell you when.
So one more question for you out of the transportation package, because, you know, this is a fun one.
Yep.
And so we like to go back to it. How much has been allotted for counties for road maintenance and preservation?
Let me see. I might have that here. You're making me work really hard. With
Well, we know that counties, you know, certainly have to deal with a lot of that. And there are many counties that are up against the wall when it comes to being able to maintain roads. So I'm just interested to see if there's anything in there for that.
You know, I know that there is quite a bit in there for preservation and also some money trying to finish up the, what was the last bill called? This is Move Ahead Washington. I forget what the one was before, but some of the money is going to go to finish up the projects that they didn't get done with the last transportation project. You know, Rob, I don't have that right in front of me. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Sometimes we pull them off the cuff, but appreciate you digging for us. Senator Dozier, always good to talk to you. Appreciate your time. Know you've got a bit in front of you still, and we look forward to talking to you again really soon.
You bet. Great talking to you guys. Have a good one. Say hi to all of my friends back there.
Will do, sir. Senator Perry Dozier joining us here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA from the 16th Legislative District.